Order, please. Let the record show that those in attendance are Senator Ray, Senator Kelly, Senator Fakes. You have the agenda in front of you. The first bill is Senate Bill 163. You've seen it before. It's an act relating to the use of child safety devices in motor vehicles. Any questions on the bill? We have an amendment. It's a proposed Rules Committee substitute, which is explained in the memo by Senator Fisher. And then we have another amendment by Senator Ferguson, who is coming.
Does that exempt the Bush?
Does the memo exempt the Bush?
Does Ferguson's amendment exempt the Bush?
I don't know. Jens, did you find out what the Ferguson amendment does? What is AS 2810?
It basically exempts those
anything
that aren't connected to state highways.
Exempt vehicles that are driven or moved on a highway or vehicular way not connected to the state highway system established under AS 1910-020.
So exempt is district north of Fairbanks, west of Fairbanks. Juneau and Southeast are covered because they're connected to the marine highway systems. That was his interpretation. He stated that Senator Fisher had no problems with that.
Senator Fisher had no problems with that amendment? It's the pleasure of the committee.
I think we'll have to make Frank fight for it a little bit.
Well, I mean, put the bill out, and he can put his amendment on, and if it goes, it goes. But if it goes, it goes. I'll just move the bill out for a calendar.
Well, I've got another question, Madam Chair. Then what is the proposed Rules Committee subject? Are those Fisher amendments?
Yes.
And what are they?
It's you got a copy there, right?
Yeah.
The bill is right there.
Okay, but the memo explains it.
Oh, okay. Can I take a look at this?
You sure may. Why don't we just hold 163 for a few minutes and let Senator Kelly look at that. Senate Bill 241 is an act relating to adoption. And any problems with calendaring this bill? It's a Judiciary Committee substitute. Judiciary Chairman is with us. I know you've worked on this long and hard, sir. Senator Kelly, any problems with calendaring Senate Bill 241? Okay. Senate Bill 241 will be calendared. Hearing no objections. Senate Bill 310 is an act establishing Bob Bartlett Day on April 20th of each year. Any problems with calendaring this bill? All right, hearing no objections, Senate Bill 310 will be calendared. Senate Bill 311 is an act establishing Ernest Greening Day on February 6th. I have a question for the committee. What does that mean when you establish a day like that?
Nothing. Just it may be observed by suitable observances and exercises by civic groups in the public.
Okay, but it's not a state holiday or anything like that. No objections to calendaring 311? Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 311 will be calendared. Senate Bill 343 is an act relating to premarital blood tests. Apparently, the incidence of VD is down, and when this law was made many years ago, we had an high incidence of VD. It's no longer necessary. The various medical agencies, the state health department, all those things are supportive of this bill. But there is an organization in Glen Allen who is opposed to the bill. Any problems with this?
What's the organization?
The Faith Hospital in Glen Allen.
Well, I don't mind taking a blood test for something. I don't know if it's necessary for syphilis, but I mean, a blood test for, can they tell if they got AIDS?
This bill was up in the Hess Committee in the last legislature. And I didn't like it. It didn't pass because somebody came in and said, look, you know, venereal disease isn't the only problem you have. You have
rubella.
There's other problems.
Kinds of diseases with a blood test.
It says this legislation is supported by the Department of Health and Social Services, the Alaska Public Health Association, the Alaska State Medical Association, and others. And I heard them on the radio rattling off all the support for this legislation. Here's a position paper by the Department of Health and Social Services. The bill repeals existing provisions of AS 2505.
You're working for Victor, right? Is there any difference in his proposed substitute except for the balancing seat belt?
Do
all the rest of
the
concern? Yeah, I'll go for Fisher's.
You don't want to do away with the, all right, why don't we're getting some objections then on Senate Bill 343. Let's hold 343 until a later Rules Committee.
Too liberal for me.
343 is too liberal for you? All right, we don't have three votes to calendar 343, so it will be held. Okay, we're also holding 163 until you got here, Senator. Let the record show Senator Ferguson is with us now. We calendar 241, 310, 311. We're holding 343. Ah, Senate Bill 349 is an act relating to recreational activities in state parks. What this does is it legitimizes user groups in state parks so that when the superintendents propose regulations, these folks will be notified of the change or the promulgation of regulations. That's it. It doesn't stop them from making the regulations. It doesn't restrict them from making regulations. It just legitimizes these folks so they'll be notified.
Possible amendment after horses, llamas, comma?
No. Llamas are in there and other animals
other
are packing gear.
Okay, just so we don't get anything. We've got to get them in there.
I felt like the bill had no chance of passage at all with that particular term. Written so obviously in the bill.
So you put in other animals?
Yes.
I would move that we calendar 349.
Thank you. Is there any objection to calendar 349?
What do you think?
Hearing no objections, 349 will be calendared. Senate House Bill 142. Making special, oh, this is the Iditarod Trail money. $65,000 to the Iditarod Trail. I would, are there any objections to calendaring the Iditarod Trail? Appropriation of $65,000.
Quick, before the rest of the outfits find out about it.
Why are we giving them the money?
I think we have given the money several years in a row. It's an historic thing.
They didn't get it last year, did they, Frank?
No.
They
didn't
get cut off, and so they're in trouble from not getting
this bill was held over from last year.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 142 will be calendared. All right, the Rules Committee, you need to know that except for one other bill that the senators asked me to hold, two other bills that two senators have asked me to hold in rules, this is it. Your chairman is not holding bills back. There is no little secret file of bills. This is all the stuff that we have in the Rules Committee. So if we are very miserly on it, we have 6 days of calendars here. And I don't know what you want to do about that, but I just want you to know that there's no little secret drawer anywhere. Senator Ferguson. Well, we're waiting for you, sir.
We waited for you to see what you have to
say. Will you tell us, please, what's going on with 163?
We're ready to pass it on.
Well, I have an amendment, proposed amendment.
Can we say it
to Bush?
Yeah, I'm going to make Bush.
Frank, exactly what does that entail? I mean, does everybody a road doesn't go to in Western Alaska, right? Anything in South Alaska?
Any roads that don't connect to the highway system, marine highway system.
Okay, so that does include Sitka, Juneau, Ketchikan.
No.
No, yours doesn't, I mean.
No.
Yeah, but you got places like Huna, Angoon, Elfin Cove. All those are on the ferry system, but they don't go anyplace. They don't have any roads. I mean, but they got vehicles, but I mean, they got maybe a mile of road, but do you have to put them on there? See, that's a very highway system.
I mean, I'm just trying to take care of a portion of the district.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Because the accidents haven't happened.
You don't have a problem out there. Yeah. It's not broken, don't fix it.
Well, I suppose that that's better than no bill at all. I would support it reluctantly.
All right, I'm going to put it out, remember?
Okay, can we put it out with a Rules Committee substitute, including this amendment, or what's the feeling of the committee?
Casey, you're going to make it a tough one. Why don't you just put it in as an amendment? Can you do it that way, or would you feel better with a committee substitute?
I'm feeling better with a committee substitute.
Okay.
Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 163 will be put in with its committee substitute with those amendments by Senator Fisher and that amendment by Senator Ferguson.
One thing.
Yes.
Fisher's two amendments. What are the two amendments? Is it the front seat, the seatbelt thing? Is it the seatbelt thing?
excuse me, Senator Kelly, I'm not aware that he put in amendments. He could ask for a proposed Rules Committee substitute, and the only changes I'm aware of is just the back seat option language. That's the only difference in the bill.
What is that?
It's under the original bill, children between ages of 1 and 4 have to be restrained in an approved car seat. There were too many conditions under which somebody may have to transport children between age of 1 and 4, and they would not have a car seat. So the National Transportation Safety Board suggested that we allow an exemption that if you don't have a car seat, it is okay to have in the back seat a seatbelt. That's not particularly safe for the children.
I was going to say, go around like a chuckle-up deal, you know?
Hearing no objections, Rules Committee substitute for Senate Bill 163 will be calendared. Senator Ray, do you have anything on the rules changes?
Yes,
Well, I've been looking at them.
Okay, do you think next week you can have something for us on that?
Well, I can bring it up and we can discuss it.
Okay, sounds good. Any other business to come before the Rules Committee?
The dice rolls away.
Senator Ferguson?
I don't know if I threw them away.
Meeting adjourned. We have other copies, Senator.
We got a chance to sign these?